My, what a wonderful truth. God, the Holy Spirit living in my heart is proof positive that I belong to God's family and that one day I will inherit everything that belongs to God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He rules the entire universe and all that is in it. There is coming a day when all true children of God will rule and reign with Him. What a grand treasure is the indwelling Spirit that lives within the lives of all God's family. When I was young, I spent a great deal of time with my grandparents. In fact, when I was quite young, I lived with them. They lived in a small town in the mountains of North Arkansas called Mountain View. I can remember growing up around the court square, swimming in the creek, hunting coons, squirrels, and rabbits, fishing for trout in the White River, and riding to church in the back of Grandpa's pickup truck. Those were good days, days I will always remember and treasure. I also remember many rainy days when I had to stay in the house and play. We had no TV back then, so I was left to a few toys and a vivid imagination. But that was no problem. In my grandparents' old house with a big front porch and a screened-in back porch, I could always find something to do. One of my favorite pastimes, however, did not involve toys or imaginary games. In the back bedroom of that old house, my grandparents kept two big trunks. Contained in those trunks were some family treasures. No, not treasures of gold or precious stones, for my grandparents were very poor. These treasures were family heirlooms that told the story of our family. There were old school annuals containing pictures of my aunts and uncles when they were much younger. There were hand-stitched quilts, military uniforms, items of old clothing, and other handmade treasures that all had a history behind them. I suppose that every family has its own special treasures. Now that I have grown up and have children and a home of my own, we have our own unique treasures. Very seldom are they worth much in the way of dollars and cents, but because of the special memories attached to them, they are priceless to us. I am sure that it's the same way in your home. But did you know that it is much the same way in the family of God? As members of this great family, born of our Heavenly Father, we too have some family treasures. In this study, I have shared with you how that there are some family traits that characterize the children of God, and that there are some family ties that bond us together. Today, I want to share with you some family treasures that are enjoyed by this great spiritual family. These are the treasures that no other family on earth can claim. They belong to God's family and no one else. As we open up this old trunk containing the treasures of God's family, our attention is immediately drawn to one possession that is indeed special and to be cherished. It is the treasure of the indwelling Spirit. Listen to these wonderful words found in Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to this sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. Did you understand the exciting truth contained in those verses? God's Word says that as Christians, we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. He is God within us. Not only does God, the Holy Spirit, live within us, but He testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And my friend, according to Scripture, if we are the children of God, then we are also heirs of God and joint heirs with His Son, Jesus Christ. What is the mark of ownership that God has placed on His children? It is the royal seal of the Holy Spirit on and in our hearts. This glorious transaction is described in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. My, what a wonderful truth! God, the Holy Spirit living in my heart, is proof positive that I belong to God's family and that one day I will inherit everything that belongs to God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He rules the entire universe and all that is in it. There is coming a day when all true children of God will rule and reign with him. What a grand treasure is the indwelling Spirit that lives within the lives of all God's family. He is my comforter, my guide, my teacher, and the one who will never leave me nor forsake me. But as I look through that trunk containing the treasures of God's family, I make another discovery. There is the treasure of God's inspired Word, the Bible. Here is a book breathed by God into the hearts and pens of godly men, at least 40 in all. From the time the first writer recorded what God had given him until the last words were written, over 1,500 years had passed. The men God chose to use to record his words came from all walks of life. Prophets, statesmen, farmers, fishermen, doctors, tax collectors, warriors, and kings. Some were educated and some were men of means. Others were uneducated and lived in poverty. Some were professionals while others were common laborers. Some were known as religious leaders. Others were surprising candidates for recording God's words for mankind. The one common thread weaving these men together was their love for God and the fact that God had sovereignly and divinely chosen them for the task. Here is a book written by men of all walks of life over a span of 1,500 years, recorded on 3 different continents, speaking with authority on a multitude of subjects, including medicine and personal hygiene, handling finances and material possessions, keeping peace in the family, dealing with fear and worry, and thousands of other subjects. Yet there is absolutely no contradiction or conflict contained in its pages. My friend, that is amazing. How could it be? Because there is only one author of this book, God himself. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." We read these words in 1 Peter 1:24 and 25. "All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever." And in Hebrews 4:12 we read, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Without a doubt, one of the greatest treasures of God's family is the inspired Word of God. But as we seek through this trunk containing the treasures of God's family, we discover a third prize of great value. It is the treasure of enabling prayer. Listen to the wonderful promise found in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him." And then the promise of Jesus found in John 14, verse 13 and 14. "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." The glorious indwelling of God the Holy Spirit in our lives to teach and comfort us. The inspired Word of God to reveal the mind and will of God for our lives. The promise of enabling prayer that will be heard and answered by the great God of the universe. My friend, these are treasures indeed. Who but God's own children can claim and enjoy these wonderful treasures? There are many impostors claiming this inheritance for their own. But God the Father knows those who are truly His, those who have been born of the Spirit and washed in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Have you been born into His family? If not, you can be today, and all these great treasures will become yours to enjoy.